Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we are at 73 degrees.
It is beautiful out there, but maybe a stray sprinkle later on today. Otherwise, highs in the mid-70s.
And we're heavy on election news yet this noon. The Republican race for the 6th Congressional District seat appears headed for a recount. Final vote was tallied early this morning. Glenn Grothman edged Senator Joe Lipom by 215 votes.
It was a close election, but it was a close election because there were good candidates. I felt good because I think my message resonated. I think people are worried about the welfare situation and the way it is causing the breakdown in the American family. And I think ultimately so many people realized that was a good message that I was able to prevail.
And we asked Grothman this morning if he thinks it is headed for a recount.
I would hope not. You know, I've seen a lot of recounts. And as things become more automated, you just don't see recounts result in swings of hundreds of votes. You know, maybe you get one vote here or two votes there, but time will tell.
So far, no comment from Lipom other than that statement issued early this morning when he said he will wait until all the results are final. The winner will face Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris in November, but the numbers in that race weren't in until like 1:30 or 2 o'clock this morning, Rusty.
And the problem was here in Sheboygan County. The county clerk blames computer problems for the delay in counting ballots, which caused the 6th District U.S. House primary to get a lot closer during the night. John Dolson said municipal clerks could not upload their results onto the county's computers. He said the problem would be fixed in time for the November 4th election.
Meanwhile, Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg is expecting a recount in the 6th District. She says the Board of Canvassers for the various counties will meet next week to make those totals official. Freiberg says the results still aren't official. There are outstanding ballots that still could be counted.
I anticipate knowing more as we start coming together with our numbers and everything, possibly looking at the week of the 25th or so, possibly for starting a recount if that is how this falls into place.
And with the election this close, the recount would be paid for by the local governments, not by Lipom himself. Shifting over to assembly seats, a race decided early this morning as well. The 27th Assembly District Republican primary has Tyler Vorpagel of Plymouth the winner.
I just want to thank all the folks in the 27th District who came out and voted for me, and especially my family and the folks on the team. It's a team effort.
He defeated Sheboygan Alderman Daryl Carlson and Plymouth Alderwoman Jackie Jarvis in a close race. Vorpagel will face Scott Heining of Plymouth in the November election.
Elsewhere, Jesse Kremer of Kewaskum won a four-man primary in the 59th District. Now with no Democrat on the ballot in November, he is on track to succeed Dan Lemahieu, who chose not to run.
To be honest, I'm honored, and I never expected that, and our hard work really paid off. So we ran a solid, positive campaign, never once bashed our opponent, and ran on ourselves.
In the 26th District, Terry Katzma of Oostburg easily defeated Job Hussein for the Republican seat.
Well, I want to thank the primary voters of the 26th District for their expressions of support in today's election. I want to thank Joel Jose for his focus on the issues.
Gatsmo will face former Assemblyman Terry Van Akron in November.
And then there were two. Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke easily won her party's primary over State Representative Brett Halsey last night. Burke says she can't wait to get face-to-face with the governor.
I certainly look forward to debating Governor Walker, and there are a lot of issues that are important to people all around the state. And so I hope that we get those scheduled and look forward to them.
As for Walker, he addressed supporters in Waukesha last night, telling them the state is better off now than it was 4 years ago.
If you give me the chance to serve for four more years as your governor, we'll continue to lower your property taxes. We'll continue to freeze tuition at our UW campuses. We'll continue to help the people, not the government, the people of this state create a better economy.
Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, meanwhile, expects his House to be more conservative. The result of yesterday's primaries, Voss said today that the GOP candidates who were nominated believed the state's headed in the right direction. They supported the Act 10 public union bargaining limits that were recently upheld by the state Supreme Court. Republicans are expected to keep the majority in the lower house, which now has a 60-39 advantage. The same cannot be said, though, in the Republican-controlled Senate, where Democrats can regain control by taking just two seats away from the GOP in November.
Broadway theaters will be dimming their lights tonight in honor of the late Robin Williams. Playbill.com says the marquees will go dark for 1 minute at 7:45 Eastern Time. The executive director of the Broadway League calls Williams a comedic genius with limitless talent who had an impact on everyone he met or entertained. The 63-year-old found dead in his California home on Monday. Police said it appeared he hanged himself.
The man accused of numerous nude home invasions in Fond du Lac made his first court appearance yesterday in Fond du Lac. Lucas Leffel was charged with burglary and sexual assault.
The defendant is allegedly entering homes with the intent to touch women who are asleep for the purpose of sexual gratification.
Bond was set at $250,000.
Kind of an interesting situation there in Fond du Lac, wasn't
it? It is. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Well, it looks pretty nice today. There is a chance of a stray shower with a cold front moving through. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 74. Tonight, mostly clear, maybe some patchy fog late, low of 50. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, comfortable, high of 73 expected.
And if you missed any of our stories or at times unable to listen, our entire newscasts posted on our website, WHBL.com, under podcasts. Our new newscasts are always up there. Now we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.